This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's October. And the election is really... Are you scared of it? I'm scared of the election. I'm just going to be honest. The election... It's scary to me because it's going to be final soon.
The finality of it is a little scary, but I'm looking forward to being over with it.
How do you feel about it, Ethan? The election is 14 days away. 2 weeks from today, election night, by the way, we'll be broadcasting live on our YouTube channel, so come subscribe.
I honestly don't think that we had that live chat poll a couple of weeks ago about how are we feeling about it, and it was like excited, nervous, anxious. I feel like I'm not going to be really nervous until that day. Feel like once we get to that day, it's really going to start ramping up. Like, okay, it's here. This is the day.
Everybody walks around and you just see people and you make your eyes real wide and you kind of smile awkwardly. Yeah. And you're like, ee!
You start getting the coverage and you start hearing stuff and then you start getting hope and you're not sure if it's false hope. And I feel like until we get pretty close to it, I'm going to be able to keep it all together.
Brad, are you nervous about it? Scared?
Yeah, I'm nervous. Like, the way I describe it is like how you feel when your team's in postseason baseball or hockey or whatever.
Stakes are high.
Yes, the stakes are high. You know your team's there for a reason. So I know my guy's there for a reason.
Yeah,
I know he's got. I know he's got a shot. But
it's
at the
like
same time,
the Phillies were supposed to be in and the Mets were like, how about us instead? Phillies sit down. And then the Mets just stepped in there and swiped. No, that's what Kamala did to Joe.
Yeah. How about us instead?
I'm really nervous about it and excited about it. But my willingness to be excited about it makes me nervous. So there we are. It's also Halloween. How much Halloween, like how big on Halloween are you guys?
I enjoy the lead up to Halloween because Halloween itself is fun. I like trick-or-treating with the kids and stuff. Like the old stuff, the old-timey stuff about Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I like that stuff.
Brad?
Yeah, I'm on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably a 6.
Ethan?
I also enjoy it. I enjoy the build up to it. I think that it's fun, like on the weekends, and you're kind of scrolling through the channels and you see like the scary movies on. I think that's kind of fun. And then my wife's really big on the fall scented candles.
Yeah.
But like that also, so was my mom. So like that's a little bit of nostalgia. So you're like,
sure.
Yeah, this just kind of feels right.
I think the thing I like the most about Halloween is the season. I like the transition into fall. I like all of the things that come with fall, and Halloween is the way you kind of kick it off. Because once Halloween is over, boom, Thanksgiving, Christmas, then the dead of winter.
Wait, so you're kicking off fall with Halloween?
Yeah.
That seems a little bit early.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the Halloween season.
You said that like that was wrong.
No. I thought you were saying that like fall begins at Halloween for you.
No, I celebrate like the Halloween vibe being out there in the world.
Okay.
The lead up. I misunderstood. September, probably.
There are two, well, it means there are three things that make fall official for me. The first, cool weather. Halloween stuff everywhere. And football.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
I was just waiting
football.
For that one.
Yes. Right. We're a football house, college football, Notre Dame, Fighting Irish, not Catholic. just they were on NBC when my husband was growing up, and that's why he likes them. Here are 17 scary movies that made people scream bloody murder and that they wished they hadn't seen. So I am not really a scary movie person. I used to pretend to be probably a little bit more when I was younger and people around me were. And I wasn't going to be like, I'm going to go home and watch, you know, something cheap and easy and soft. Anybody in here big on scary movies?
No, I wouldn't say big.
Ish. I wouldn't say like it's like a crazy addiction, but I think that the ones that are like loosely based off of true stories like the Conjuring series and stuff like that is kind of interesting.
Okay, the first one, I want to know if you guys have seen these. This is a BuzzFeed article, so just bear with me here. The Blair Witch Project. Did you guys ever watch it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when it was out, I did.
I never saw it.
I remember when that came out.
Here's the thing. That movie was built up so big at the time that by the time I actually went and saw it, I was like, oh.
A little underwhelming.
It says, no special effects, just great acting, terrifying noises, and psychological terror. The last scene was terrifying. The original found footage movie that spawned so many others. I don't even know. I don't even know what the story is. I know the like the structure that is in the woods.
Yeah, it's people in the woods. And there's a witch out there somewhere.
Yeah, it's a group of college amateur filmmakers that are going to, for their class project, go out to the woods and make a movie about the Blair Witch.
But the whole thing is, it's just a story that someone's... I know it was supposed to be made to be look like it was a documentary, but it's just all baloney sausage.
Yeah, it's all fake. It's written. Sorry. It was the big explosion of, quote, found footage movies.
Darkness Falls. Anybody seen that? I've never even heard of it.
Don't know what it is.
I don't know either.
The Hills Have Eyes.
I've seen that.
Oh.
I remember watching that. I think it says it came out in 2006. My husband and I got married in 2007, so this might have been the time where we would have dipped in to that. I believe we watched this and maybe watched The Lion King after it.
I need something lighthearted.
It was a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Is that the one where most of the movie, or at least some of it, takes place in one of those fake atomic towns out west?
My best friend and ex-husband had to watch the scene, tell me what happened, and then we'd watch it. I'm still mad at them for making me watch it. It was so disgusting and terrifying. I just people reacting to it. But yes, I think so. And I remember, to me, it's like the things that they interject that are super disturbing, like contorted in a way that I never would have come up with. And when I'm seeing it, I look like I shouldn't be seeing. You know, I understand, like, Jason, is that Jason? Is that Michael? That's Michael, isn't
that's
it?
That's Psycho.
Yeah, that's Psycho.
Oh, good Lord.
it is a knife, though.
Well, Psycho, too. Like, I mean, these are suspenseful movies, crazy people who want to kill people. Okay, that's fine. But some of these other thrillers just take it so much further than I could possibly ever imagine. The next one is Seven.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, Seven's good.
Is it scary?
I don't know if it's scary so much as it is psychological thriller.
Is that the one with Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's in the box?
Personally, I hated Seven. That movie haunted me for years, especially the lust scene. It was just twisted enough that I could see some religious...
I don't remember all that.
I don't either. Plus, I hated thinking of the person who sat down and thought up of all the details of torture and death and what else was swirling in their mind. So, but Morgan Freeman in that? Brad Pitt?
Yeah, they're hunting down the killer.
Is the serial killer killing people via the seven deadly sins?
Yep, exactly. And they're right behind him, so they keep finding him right after he's done one more.
Oh, that's usually the way those serial killer shows go.
I like to see one where they're just way off the trail for the whole movie.
And at the end, they die.
And at the end, they got away.
They coincidentally run into him. Oh, there he is!
I want to see one where they catch him at the beginning, and then they're just writing traffic tickets the rest of the movie.
We had zero leads.
Number five, The Road. You familiar with that?
Yeah,
2009?
The Road is based on a, Corick, I can't remember the author's name. The book's good. The movie's okay.
It says, I read the book just to see what people were talking about, and it's so dark that my brain has repressed most of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very dark kind of like, the whole thing just makes you feel depressed, but it's very good.
Post-apocalyptic?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The Witch?
Isn't that part of the Conjuring stuff?
Might be. I don't know.
I've not seen that one.
Here's an interesting one. Number 7, The Fly.
Oh, The Fly's cool.
I remember seeing that. What was the lead actor? Oh, that was...
Jeff Goldblum.
That's Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, that's right. Until he redeemed himself in my mind in Independence Day, Jeff Goldblum made me very uncomfortable.
I mean, Jeff Goldblum's MO is to make you uncomfortable.
I know, but at least he saved the world when he was doing it in Independence Day.
He played a nerd a little bit more in that movie.
The Fly?
Well, yes, too, but...
But I mean, like, the way he morphs and stuff, I don't even really remember. Doesn't he get into, like, some sort of science-y, like...
Yeah, it's a chamber.
...thing, and then a fly got in there, and then he turns into a fly.
He becomes a fly.
There could have been scarier insects.
There could have been.
Could have been the spider.
But that was late 70s, and it was an independent movie, and the makeup and the way that they made him a fly was so gross.
It made me very uncomfortable.
It was just gross.
Number 8, the original 13 Ghosts, 1960. Familiar with that?
I didn't see that one.
No.
Slightly before my time. Slightly.
I think I saw the remake, though.
The original 13 Ghosts? Mm-hmm. I've never even heard of that.
Number 9, 1963, The Birds.
Oh, yeah, The Birds is great. That's Hitchcock.
I've never seen that.
Me neither.
You should watch that one. Alfred Hitchcock movies are just good.
Yeah.
They're just good movies.
Number 10, Silent Hill, 2006.
Also a good horror movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
These are all like before my time, though, a little bit.
Well, Ethan, I got
news
for
you. That's the problem here.
Right? There's a lot of stuff. I was 6!
Event Horizon, 1997.
Ooh, I saw that one.
Yeah, that's sci-fi horror.
That one's terrifying. That one is basically they go to find this ship that had disappeared, and they had invented this warp drive, and then
like ship is in space or
spaceship.
Water?
Yeah, they find it. It's like we thought it was lost forever, and they went back, and basically the ship had found a portal through hell and came back with some of that left in it.
Ooh,
and they're going through. It's terrifying.
Phantasm.
No, it sounds Phantasm. Like there's ghosts though.
The only movie that had me looking under my bed. It looks like it's an older one.
Don't know that one.
The Poughkeepsie Tapes?
Never heard of it.
Mm-mm.
Last House on the Left?
I've heard of that one. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You haven't seen any of these? Really?
Mm-mm. Maybe part of The Hills Have Eyes, and I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, that movie was kind of creepy.
Saw. I've never seen a Saw.
Here's
the thing about Saw. People love the Saw series, and if you're into the just... Texas Chainsaw Massacre torture type of horror, that's for you. But Saw 1
was good.
Is a really psychological movie, and it's based in basically one room. I always talk about this. I love movies that can pull off being in a room, because that means your writing is really good, because you got nothing else to go on.
What I remember people saying about Saw when it came out is that it was like a next level participation in blood, guts, and gore.
The sequels all are. I mean, the original does too, because the threat is this is what you're going to have to do to get out of this situation. But it's based on that threat. That's what's good about it. It's not just blood everywhere all the time.
I don't need that in my life.
I do recommend the original.
Number 2 left. 16, As Above, So Below, 2014.
I don't know that one.
Red thumbnail for the video with an upside down... Eiffel Tower.
Oh.
That one. Got it.
Oh, yeah.
The last one.
I didn't know what was going on. It was all in French.
I found this one to be interesting. The last one they had was Jaws. Said, legit has caused a lifelong fear of the ocean for me. I will not go further than my waist. And usually, I got news for you. You can still get bit by a shark in water up to your waist.
Mm.
I just did the Universal Studio tour. I saw none other than Jaws. Jaws himself.
Was it scary? Did he say hi?
Not really. They're redoing that part of the tour, and so Jaws is just sitting out of water.
Like a fish out of water. Jaws was scary, though. It's very suspenseful.
Yeah.
And the name in the game of suspenseful music is... Dun-dun.
Oh, yeah.
You can put that behind anything and potentially make it suspenseful. I would like you to test that theory.
Okay.
A new series on the Andy Fry YouTube channel, Shorts.
Ryan walks up to Brad.
Yeah, I would like to see that happen. All right. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll get the results to today's YouTube live chat poll with Ethan. Will you trust the results of the election? Yes or no? Let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.